what's up?
Baby, let's go.
My name is Daniel Lawrence, aka Gen D, and I'd love to welcome you to my podcast. When you're talking about the Happy Broadcast Show, you just have to talk about positive energy, the music that I'll have to push play on, and the energy from my part, because yes, we invest more in voices, we push play on amazing songs, and we make sure that the conversations we're going to have on the show makes you pumped up and lit. Because yeah, obviously it's a Happy Broadcast Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is the HBS, the podcast that never get bored podcast, and I go by the name Gen D, the Vibe God. I started up a new series on this particular podcast, and I called it Vibe View. And today on the Vibe View, I have a special guest with me in the house, and she's at a university studying English language. And this particular episode is called English Vibes and Inshallah on the Vibe View. So, Victoria, how you doing?
I'm fine, I'm okay. You guys are giving me this vibe that I should speak Queen's English.
Yeah, speak that Queen English. We want to hear it on the show.
All right.
But will you pardon if you get to mix it with, you know, Pigeon is selling, so
exactly.
Promote our
exactly.
Own Pigeon.
How Nado? I hope everything there all right. Yeah. Like, and I hope everyone is fine.
Yeah.
Am I trying? Like,
you're doing it.
Okay.
You're doing it.
How is everyone? How is life?
Yeah.
You know, life is... Is life good with you?
It's good for me. I've been trying. It's good you ask. You know, all the guests I've been having on this show, they'll just come.
Yeah.
We have. They don't ask me, how are you doing, Daniel? What's wrong with you? What's wrong?
No. We need to know what's going on with the host.
Yeah.
Like, don't just have to focus on the guests at all times. Like me, like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like almost all hope is gone, but.
Yeah,
we're pushing.
That's why the Inshallah comes in.
Yeah,
by the grace of God, we push.
Everything is okay.
So Victoria is a big fan of Simi and also Fowls.
Yeah, I love Simi. I love her works. The way she sings, she puts all her emotions into one song.
Yeah,
each time she's singing, and I love her voice. She has this natural baby voice.
Yeah,
and she has this euphoria the song brings. You know, like Charlie, the emotions that she put into that song, like it was giving, it was really, really giving.
Yeah.
Like it made me remember losing someone,
yeah,
a close family member. It was my grandmother that I remembered, but I feel like, was he a lover? Was Charlie a lover?
It was Simi's dad.
Oh,
that song was written in honor of her dad. And there's a time Adekunle posted something, on Instagram. And, you know, Simi was like, I did hear they mix your song, you did UK. and you know what? The colleague replies, saying, your papa.
But I thought that was like a Nigerian insult, like
your papa. And she was like, you mean my dad, you mean Charlie?
Oh.
You know, at some point.
Okay, that's how you knew that it's.
Yeah. No, we knew a long time. She came out to say something about the song.
Okay.
You know, she's been a judge of the Nigerian Idol. Mm. So someone performed the song. That was Faith. Faith performed that song.
Okay.
And she cried.
Wow.
And she was like, she had to talk about the song, how she wrote the song for days and couldn't complete it because she was crying.
Yeah, because towards the end of the song, it was like, this song is so, so interesting. Like, why would she stop halfway? Like, it was just a particular line, a verse, and then a chorus. She didn't go past that.
I think that was the first song that opened the Omo Charlie album, Volume 1. Yeah, that was the album she dropped, and that was the opener for that album, and it was so beautiful.
Honestly, I love the song.
It's a beautiful song. I think I'm going to play it when we go for a short music break.
Please. I really want to feel the euphoria, the emotions, the words, everything. And her voice is giving. Like, I keep saying that.
So away from that, let's talk about her relationship with Faust. At some point, people thought they were dating. And they end up together.
I was thinking that these people are meant for each other. Do you know, I even cried on their behalf.
When Adekunle came in and took...
I was like, why is Adekunle...
doing this
in the picture, like, why is he doing this? And I felt for Faust, like, Faust is who I felt for, you know, women, when once we are done, you know. But Faust was living his life.
He didn't show
any form of emotions, but they had this chemistry, you know, when they sound chemistry. Exactly.
They had a lot of songs together,
but what if actually nothing was going on and we
you know, the truth is we did not observe the other part. Now, Simi and Fowls had a lot of songs together.
Okay.
But also, Simi and AG Babies had a lot of songs together. which is something we did not pay attention to.
We just, you know, Nigerians love limelight.
Yeah.
Like, they love the things that are trending. So I think when once someone talks about a particular thing, it goes round.
Yeah.
So I think maybe this social media thing, maybe someone just be like, Alpha, maybe Fowls was like so attached to see me, like, and they're always coming in the limelight. They're always so attached to each other. So Adekunle Gold coming into the picture, like, was like a surprise. Like, almost people were like, we're together. Because I feel that if Fowls was definitely dating Simi, somebody would have like had a concrete evidence or something to like show now that about these people were like king. You get so, it's cool, like, but I don't know why do we love the like things that are in the limelight? Like, we see,
I think that's Nigerians for
yeah.
I think that's how Nigerians are wired. We just love things that are trending, things that are just going. We just pay attention to them, and once it's off,
it's off. Like, that's why they always like a celebrity will like, whenever I'm trending, whenever they talk about me from social media, now to just calm down. You know, some celebrities, like, I know a bus came out, he doesn't talk, he doesn't make comments, he would just wait for everything to die down, because definitely something would always come up again, and then everybody will forget about your matter.
Yeah,
that's how we are wired.
Yeah,
seriously. But when the heat is there, it takes the grace of God.
Someone said that Nigerians have short attention span.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's why some artists would come out. Someone like Odumodu Black is trending now.
Okay,
it's trending very well, and you know, at some point, other artists would come. If you stop dropping songs, they don't forget you because of the short attention span.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, exactly. It has an advantage. It has its own disadvantage. Like, seriously, unlike but they say some things never die.
Yeah,
some things never die.
So Victoria, let's talk about some things you've discovered lately. What have you discovered lately? For me, I've discovered a new accent, and I call it the Amebrinic. It's a mixture of American, British, and the Nigerian accent.
Wow! Can you give me something like?
Okay, for example, you know, you're learning a new accent.
Okay.
It will be very hard.
Mm.
I would say it will be very hard for you to use that accent. You know, you're around Nigerians, but like, for example, I'm coming to you and be like, just give me the water. Well, how would you react? Because you've not heard me use that accent before.
Say you're the mad.
Imagine. So imagine coming to you and be like, using that accent, like, waiting they worry this guy. So now learning an accent is a different thing. Then using it is a different ball game.
Yeah.
Because Nigerians will be like, Shebi, this guy don't did smoke me. Why are you speaking this way? You're supposed to speak the way you speak.
You know, it just normally. People say it just deform, just the come out for this place. You get that kind of thing.
So now when I started learning the British accent, I wanted to like start using it. So what happened? There was a day I was trying to speak.
Right.
Then I decided to, I just mixed everything together.
Okay, like, give me the water.
I just want to have a clear understanding for what happens tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And it's going to be me and the rest of us. And I don't know what's going to happen, you know. This is a mixture of American
and British.
The British is trying to come up, but I'm suppressing it with American. And for example, imagine you are saying you're using those two accents.
Okay.
I just want to have an understanding of what's going to happen tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know me.
Okay.
A lot of people know me as Daniel, and it's quite normal.
All right.
And I want to say something with an Nigerian accent.
I'm waiting for it.
So now I'm like, you know, my auntie. Fucked up, man. At that point, you fucked it up, because there's a particular word that no matter how you try to spice it up, it will still sound Nigerian.
You know, there's this thing that says that we are quite barbaric. We can't say anything like, we can't say a particular, or we can't start up a conversation without putting the word da.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Da.
Okay, so, it's just like moving to UK and hearing someone say, Omo.
Omo, you've been like, Omo, this one is Nigerian.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you know, Nigerians don't say, Omo, Omo, I don't fuck up. Yeah. Like, you know, so, you know, someone say, Omo, I don't fuck up. Like,
you don't know, say the person a Nigerian.
Seriously, be like, stop this thing. You know, they lose.
So I'm like, okay, if I should speak this thing outside, and somebody be like, Daniel, why are you mixing up everything? I'll be like, yeah, but yo, bro, I'm doing the Mebrini accent, you know. Also, I also discovered one new thing.
Okay,
very funny though.
All right, you heard.
I discovered that.
Okay.
For example, two people are dating, a man and a lady.
Okay.
They're dating, and this guy is bedless. He doesn't have bed. So one day, he just wakes up in the morning and he grows beard. You know, there are ladies that they don't love their boyfriends or their husband having beds, right?
Yeah, I know there are some.
So this guy started growing beds, and the girlfriend is like, sweetheart, I don't like this, which means like probably she's jealous of it. So what this guy would have to do is shave that beard and put it in a drawer and start growing new ones. Now, when he start growing new ones, it would not present this one he shaved in the drawer to the girlfriend, so both of them can have beds. So that way she will not be jealous.
Oh, but you know that she doesn't like beds.
Yes. Well, so, at least one of them will have beds at that time. then also discover one new thing.
How did you get this weird idea?
It like, just comes to me when I'm sleeping.
I didn't understand. Like, what kind of idea is that?
Now, another one that came to my head was, I discovered that I could start up an assassination business that caters for people that have their intellectual property stolen. For example, for those people on Twitter that just come to Facebook and lift posts, post it on Twitter and claim, take all the credit.
Oh.
So I want to start up an assassination business that caters for people that have their intellectual property stolen.
Okay.
For example, somebody stole your post.
It's true, it's true.
The only thing you have to do is call me, Daniel, please, this guy stole my post. Don't drag the person, don't tell the person to take down the post. What I'll do is, you pay me just part payment of the money.
Mama.
And I'll take down the person.
That's business. So like,
yeah.
That's
if you have what it takes to start, you start too. But DSS day, you did.
That's business. Like imagine this is something that is really happening in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Like for example, let's take for instance the fashion industry.
Yeah.
You could work as maybe an apprentice in a particular woman's shop. Maybe she's this big time designer. Like she looks down on you. I'm like, you're nothing. And then you're just humble.
Yeah.
And then you're humble enough to like show her your designs, like, ma'am, I have this design, I'm coming up for the fashion week or fashion show. Yeah. And she's like, oh, they don't meet my standards, get it away. Like, after she has reviewed them,
yeah,
and then you're not like, oh god, I'm gonna not try you.
Well,
and
you see, I doing this the idea,
and then the fashion show comes, and
you see your designs.
I'm more like,
now, where you supposed to start this business?
Seriously.
Where you start that early?
You're supposed to start this business,
but at least DSS deal with this. You know, now as our president now come now, any small thing now, DSS don't. So me, I know they did. So Victoria, I also love to know your discoveries, things you've discovered. Maybe one, maybe two. Let me just hear things you've discovered.
Things I've discovered. Not like weird like that. My mom is always seen towards emotional aspect.
Okay, yeah. Let me hear. Mm-hmm. Things of that. Always beautiful to hear.
It's weird, Shao, but it's also annoying. But I don't know how you take it.
Mm-hmm.
But the things I've discovered, well, I just feel like whenever you, I think... you should not allow a guy to check you.
Like, okay, for example, I want to toast you.
Yeah, don't allow a guy to toast you because now where the problem, they always do. I feel if a guy toasts you and finally wins you over, the guy will lose interest in you.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, but if you are the one now toasting the guy, you are the guy is at your mercy. Like,
wow.
But once the guy
this is interesting.
once the guy likes you, you be like, oh man, this one was for me.
Yeah.
Like, get out, the guy.
Yeah.
But so I'm always like, nobody should talk to me again, please. Let me be the one to talk to you because that way it will last.
I think we are in the same boat.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it when ladies come to me.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like it when I go to ladies.
Yeah.
So I think we are like, you know, how do you call it? Unlike polls right now.
What happens to unlike polls? Mine should reach the top, please.
Okay.
Mine should win because it's true. You guys, people have mental issues. People have psychological issues. I'm not a fan of men as come, though. But you think about it now. The people that come to you that try to show a form of interest in, they seem so genuine.
And no go to like them like that.
Yeah, you will not like them at first, but if they put more effort, at some point you tend to like them. You will now be like, oh, I'm falling for this person like mad. Then the person will just disappear. Pyeong.
And something funny happened this month.
Okay.
There's this lady that stays in my mom's compound because I used to go see my mom sometimes.
All right.
She took interest in me. We started talking and she got to the point that it was so obvious that this girl liked me.
Oh.
We still blitz and we chat. But I didn't like her that much because number one, I don't like it when ladies throw their soul on me. I don't. Maybe the one to approach you, do the talking and all.
What about the green light kind of thing?
The green light, if you show too much, I will come to this and I'll show you to do everybody. And it will turn to red flag for me. Because once you show me that green light, I will feel saying, I saw you do everybody.
Oh, wow.
I will turn them to red flag. And you know, go funny. So what happened was that, once I'm going to that compound, I'm feeling like this anxiety. Oh, Jesus, I will see this girl again. Really want see this. She's beautiful though, but I don't know what happened.
Exactly.
So this particular day, I went to the compound. Okay. When I went, she didn't even tell me she was going to travel. So when I went, I asked my brother, I was like,
okay.
She traveled though. She moved to Lagos.
And there's that feeling.
Jesus, thank you.
You didn't feel...
I was like, Jesus, thank you. So the next one, I pretended that I didn't hear anything. So she said to me, Daniel, okay, your phone has, I tried calling you, but I couldn't get to you. I moved to Lagos. Since you say you're coming to Lagos for your service, I'm in Lagos now, I'm working, so everything is I'm like, okay. So when I call to Lagos, you think you'll see me? But you know, I will jack by, you know, will see me like this.
But why is someone like that? Me, I'm this kind of person that if you put, I mean, do I might say that I'm not loved at home. Because it's like,
they say that you have mommy issues or daddy issues.
Seriously, because they say that when a guy stares at you too much,
yeah,
a long time, and you don't, like, you're not unmoved,
yeah,
that means you are loved at home.
Yeah.
But if you're not like, oh, maybe like this guy done the crush on me, you now start having imagination, that means you're not loved.
They don't love you for a while, mate.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Because anytime a guy shows a, like, some form of interest,
yeah,
puts efforts, like, oh, you, how are you doing? Let me get you something.
Yeah.
You know, that feeling.
Some,
like,
feel like, ah, it's love.
Yeah, it's love. Like, the person is so, yeah, attaching. The person, you will not get so attached. Then the person will not leave you, like, maybe
you will leave you for roadside, you will drop your yes.
Person will leave you hanging, like, you just carry you up like this,
you, you know, when person go, you know, when person go climax,
yeah,
person they climax,
yeah,
I won't say bad things, God will allow me to say bad things.
No,
then it just happened that you are just,
yes, yes,
then he hang there. They feel curse you.
Jeez.
They feel pray for you, your generation.
Oh, seriously.
So away from the discoveries now, let's, yeah, talk about what you studying in school. A lot of people feel like, well, someone is studying English in the university.
Yeah.
When you're done with your 4 years, you're moving to UK and speaking the Queen's.
Walai.
Your plans for what you're studying when you leave school.
Wow.
Because the listener will be like, ah, this girl, mm-hmm, once you leave school, she's going to go to the UK. I'll be like, Victoria, are you moving to the UK? Are you moving to the UK? Are you moving?
You just like, love, just
are you
play
moving to the UK?
They play.
You know, actually, we have a new president.
Okay.
And is somebody that loves education. He speaks good English. His speeches are on point.
I give him credit for that.
Yes.
That's what we need. Because, yeah, I'm like, speaks, you know, I was sitting down one day and I'm like, let me try to mimic our last president's speech. Now, like,
yeah,
let me not mimic this president. And they say, no, nothing to mimic.
Because
they
speak very well.
Very well. And that's, yeah, that's a credit. Like, yeah, I'm like, wow.
I don't know if I'll give you.
I'm not serious. But let me bring, mm-hmm, a particular information. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Mm? English not be your mate.
It's not your mate. It will drag your shit. It will drag you on the floor.
And let me correct the stereotype.
Yeah.
English is a very nice course.
Yeah.
It's something that covers every aspect of life.
Yeah.
It brings life to your doorstep.
Yeah.
Because we have all, we also talk about literature.
Yeah.
Yes. But there is no greener pastures when you finish English. Please, I beg, work on yourself.
Yeah. Self-improvement is,
yes,
very important.
It's very important. Like, for example, now in Nigeria, you study English. And you can't speak very well. You don't have public speaking skills.
Yeah.
You can't address any situation. You can't write a good letter. You cannot function very well in your field. There's no magic.
It won't happen. I think it applies to all the courses,
yeah,
in school.
All the courses, exactly. Even if you're studying law, which is a very mouth-watering course,
yeah,
that has good opportunities.
Yeah.
If you don't put effort, there's no magic. There's no magic.
So now don't hear she talk now. She's on the switch. And as she switch, I go catch her. Like, so just so you know, Victoria is, how do I pronounce her name? Is it, mm-hmm, Victoria or Victoria?
Please. My name is not Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
My name is not Fiki.
Uh-huh.
My name is Victoria.
Yeah.
You get it? You carry the T all up and then, yeah, you come down.
Yeah, Victoria. So now the thing is, you speak well. And just so you know, she's an OAP and also a podcaster.
Mm.
And she's doing so...
You're praising me too much.
You know the name is Villa V.
Villa V.
Yeah, that's the nickname. Villa V.
Villa V. I'm your Vanilla.
Vanilla.
I am your Victoria.
Yes. You, so I'm mixing both. If I'm mixing both of them, what kind of combination would I have?
Now, overcome my ice cream.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just take a little break here.
Okay.
I want to go on a short music break. So, I'm going to play Victoria's favorite song from Simi.
Please.
And it would be Charlie. So, let's make you guys emotional a bit. So, if you have someone you missed, or you don't have anyone you've lost, but you still have people in your life that are aging, they don't do old, small.
Yeah.
That before you know it, death feed not, because death is something that happens.
It's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah.
I mean, death is inevitable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I still go through life, like, you know, this is how you wake up in the morning and you already envisioned your day.
Yeah.
The day is going on so fine, and then you maybe something hits your head.
Yeah.
Or maybe something happened and someone insulted you. You never expected that. I mean, like, when I woke up this morning, did I see that this will happen?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's how death happens.
Comes, yeah. So if you have people in your life that, you know, you've not called them for a very long time, you can just, something happened. But this month, I called my granny and I sang Johnny Drills, how are you, my friend?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, I know sometimes.
She understand.
Yeah, she was listening to me. Okay. I know sometimes it be like, say, hey. Nobody send you that one alive. I'm there for you, my friend. Hey. And she was just listening to me. I sang the song. When I was done, she was like, she was smiling. Like, the jingle from the end of the film was like, well, I could make her smile.
Yeah,
I
could make her smile.
And I felt fulfilled. I felt so happy.
Exactly.
So I think it's something we should be doing quite often. Call people you've not called.
Yeah, exactly.
Your mom, your grandmother, your dad. Call them. Appreciate them.
Not only that, your parents. You could just, you know, random comments.
Yeah.
Random love comments hit so hard.
Yeah.
You can just say, Mommy, do you know I love you?
So much.
You know that kind of thing. I know you're trying for me. Mom, please keep trying. Send us sweet text messages.
Yeah.
Get that kind of thing.
You know this thing. Your boyfriend will really enjoy. But before you go, you will kind of go where we don't know. Let me play this song from CB and it's Charlie playing right here on the Happy Broadcast. So don't forget that this particular episode is called English Vibes and Inshallah. I'm having Victoria right here in the studio with me, and it's the Vibeville experience on the Happy Broadcast. You'll go by the name Jindy the Vibe Guard, and please don't go anywhere.
I've been trying to write you a song for years, but I'm not sure what to say. Stop crying, although you've been gone for years. I wish that you could have stayed. See, I walked down the aisle just the other day, but you weren't there to walk me. I'm not smart. I take that back, I'm furious. I didn't take my chance to tell you goodbye and I love you. Christmases, many happy birthdays that you have missed. I think about our tears that could have been. Cheers to the future where you know see. I want to make you proud. I hope you're in heaven smiling down. Say hello to the angels now. I'm still your angel now.
You're welcome back to the show. You're still listening to the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast. And I go by the name Jindy, the Vibe God. Yes, the Vibe God. That God. That emphasis. That's the under God. I just played you Charlie by Simi. And that particular song was the intro to the Omo Charlie Champagne by Simi. And Victoria just made me feel very emotional. And I'm missing my dad already.
Oh, so sorry about that.
Yeah, and also missing my brother. Lost two people.
Oh.
But you know, just after that.
Breathe out. You know, that's life. You need to just move on. You know, you can't dwell in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I love that song. Like, that song makes me feel calm.
Yeah.
It just calms and suits me. Especially the beginning. Like, I've been trying
to write you a song for seriously, no, do my, no, do my grab for you. You know, you will use like 20k to clean up.
You know, there's this guy that loves horror movies.
Yeah.
And then one girl sent him this trending movie, Sisters.
Yeah.
And then the girl will now vex him and like, who sent me that movie? Now, maybe I cry. Strong man, just they cry.
Oh, God. The song is a beautiful song.
Yeah,
so, you welcome back. Song. It's still the Vibe View right here. And this particular episode is called English Vibes and Inshallah. And now we're moving straight to the game segment because, on the Vibeville, we play games that makes you talk. So, as to come up from your shell and talk. I've been following Car TEO And this is something I've learned from her interviews, Anich.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so she tries to make our guest comfortable before you need on the talk with
him. The secret's going to come out.
So now I'm going to try it with you tonight.
Please.
I'm going to try it with you. So you're going to pick a number from 1 to 25. Pick a number from 1 to 25.
That's interesting.
Pick a number from 1 to 25.
Okay. With my favorite number. 7.
7. Now the question is, do you find purpose in your work?
Purpose.
Do you find purpose in your work?
That's a tricky question.
Yeah.
Purpose. It depends.
Yeah.
If it's financial purpose, now number one.
Yeah.
Because if not before, now not go open shop.
Yeah.
Exactly. We must make money. Yeah. But you have to love something before you find purpose. And then for my work, like, I love everything media. Like now I'm this podcast thing and the radio stuff. Like, I have this force that drives me every time. You know, when I was starting, the sun coming to the studio, everything, the stress, I didn't mind. I was just focused. I was like, this is something I love. Like, your body no go there all right. Your stomach no go switch you if you no do am. Your mind will not be at peace. That's when you know that you have a purpose.
Yeah.
Your mind will never be at peace. And I think I found my purpose. Please clap for me.
Yeah, we deserve a round of applause.
Yeah.
Now pick the next number.
Am I the only one picking?
You're the only one picking. You're picking,
this is not
you're picking
fair,
five. You're like picking five from 1 to 25. You're picking five numbers.
25,
You're 25.
Thank you.
Why do people do things which they know are bad? You know, say this person knows this thing bad. Or they see the doing. For example, people where they do yahoo. I know the blame them.
Oh god.
But I have a thing against it. I know I grew up in Lagos. Mm. When I was recording Lagos Stories season one, there's a particular episode I called How I Fought Lagos and Lost. See, I fought so many things in Lagos when I was in Lagos. As a young boy, 17 year old, I fought homosexuality.
Okay.
I fought cyber theft because the estate we lived, these boys were in the live upstairs. They were doing, you know, when G-Boys. And then I was this wide-eyed writer. I was very good with writing. So one of them took notice of me now because I've been a full lamb talk. He's a Chelsea fan. So we've been to go watch match together.
Okay.
So you got to know that I write very well. But like, all this writing, where they do, they send love letters, give their, they waste ammo. If you knock one of you, go better write up like this. Voila, I go collect money. And he was ready to teach me.
Yeah.
Wanted to even give me a phone. I was like, I know that. Wasn't really discouraged me, number one. I mean, they see how police been, they read their
estate. Exactly.
So I was like, I don't want to be like these people. And number one, see, let me cast this update. Let me cast it. In case
I
you
just
want
say,
to
wait till you go talk.
No, if you want to do yahoo, should be told. You can't, except say you want plus up.
Yes, exactly.
But if you don't want to plus it, there's no way you're going to do open yahoo. And you don't do drugs. Open eye yahoo and drugs comes together. Because number one, the drugs is to see that kind of drugs you take and it will just make you very happy. Imagine doing yahoo for 6 months and you not cash out. You know, so if you die of depression. And now these drugs will make you happy.
Yeah.
You know, see a person they happy like because it just wants to make his state of mind. Knowing that I'm expecting something.
Yeah, I'm stable. Expecting something.
Like you go see a person because if you want reason the depression where they come from that thing, if you die.
But
so these drugs are to make you calm. Happy,
exactly,
and until when the money come. But once you are addicted to drugs, another different thing. Yahoo and drugs,
will
ruin your life. And now this is about yahoo is I have a thing against them because number one, it's just like people that play bets. Once you get accustomed to this mindset, like come on, and they expect something,
they
come
expect something.
Even when that $6 million naira enter your account, you go borrow that money finished because they expect money. And it's very bad for human beings to have that kind of mindset.
You know, there's this time that I posted my list of, like, the list of my spec.
Yeah.
Like, people that I like. And I put, if you know, say you do bet Niger, no cross.
Yeah.
Because they're so addicted, those guys.
Once you're addicted, you're addicted.
Serious. Like, it gives you this poverty mentality. Like,
I knew this man.
Yeah.
And we're living in this particular place. I won't mention the name.
Okay.
So now this man got married to this woman. This woman is very industrious.
Okay.
I mean, she works so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But this man plays bets. They have a shop they're managing. Very big, good shop. Like,
okay,
that the web.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know what's been happening. You know when people are married now, they think, like, say, they wire together. You can't invite your husband for your business. You know that this man, they play bets. You don't know.
Ah. shop go down close. Yeah. You go eat the capital, eat the profit.
Invite the husband put for the business.
Jay.
My dear.
I'm a mess up.
The business no last with 1 month.
Hey.
Everything regal.
It's just like opening provision shop.
Provision shop. You go and ask for ever so you'll be like, ever shop no day. This was a shop that was
don't make me laugh.
That was doing so well.
Chai.
Well, you just invite husband when they play bet.
Chai.
The man closed down the woman.
The man don't use padlock, lock the shop safe.
So, ladies seriously. And gentlemen, I just I don't want to talk more on that, Yahoo. Let's go back to the question.
Okay, the question.
Why do people do things? They know this thing is bad.
It's bad.
But just go ahead to do it.
That's a very hard question, I must say. Because I don't know what angle to take in answering.
Take any angle.
But I'll try my best. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That question, why do people do bad things when they know that it's bad? First and foremost, the environment is very, very, very tactical in doing bad things.
Yes.
Very, very. When I was in my year one, because I'm still a student, I was in the hostel. And then we had this set of girls that really, really exalted hook up.
Yeah, they were like,
they make you feel like, if you don't do hook up, like, you are not, in fact, you're not supposed to exist. If not, do you, whether they call them hook up, whether they call them, I don't know. So, and then they make you feel so like, you feel like you're not cool.
Yeah.
You know, there's this kind of feeling like among this Gen Z generation.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be cool, you know, I want to be cool. Imagine telling someone that, I'm not doing no sex till marriage. Like, they were like, oh, who is this one? I'm like, come on, see, you get it. They'll be like, don't worry. Your eye goes into you.
Yeah,
you get that kind of thing. So they just exalt it. And before you know it, no matter how high your moral standards are, you start thinking like, okay, should I give it a try? I mean, it won't hurt. Like, maybe I should go with them one or two. You get that kind of thing. So our environment, it matters. Like, it shapes our mentality very, very well. Imagine staying with a friend that smokes. Naturally, you start to smoke one day. And then another thing that also, like, it could be a real sort of relief when you're depressed.
Yeah.
You want to do something bad, small, like.
Yeah, at least.
A big, let's just, you know, it just has to do with our mental, you know, our mental arrangements. Like, the way our senses, are wired. Yeah. You know, there's this thing about psychology. They say that you have three personalities in a person.
Yeah.
And one has to do with the pleasure principle. Like, you cannot walk. You cannot do without its pleasure. Yeah. It has to be there. And that pleasure principle doesn't care about the consequences.
It just wants you.
So we just have that. For example, now if you're bored and there's no woman, just say you want to wank. This is what they call wank.
No good idea. You want casting like, more of this.
Seriously, I told one guy, you guys say, oh, my life just the boys. I go on that, go, don't wank. I said, oh my God. Seriously, all those things, like, you not say wank, no good. You not say don't good, but it won't. Now, the only way to escape boredom be that. You say that the only way to just. Come on, body small. Make your body just calm.
So again, let's pick another number.
Okay. 13.
13. Yeah. Okay. The question is, what is your best friend like?
My best friend. Do I have a best friend?
Even though you know, like, even though get now, just explain how you want me your best friend be.
Okay, my best friend. Well, I would say that I had two best friends in school.
Yeah.
At first. And then we were so close. They were so nice and everything. But there was this thing that there's this thing I don't like about best friends. Like, when you have this quality as a best friend, if you have this quality of, if I offend you and you don't say it to me, you don't have the courage, you don't have this attitude of coming up to me and tell me,
this is what you did,
and let us discuss it, let us talk it out. And then someone will even say, the person, my best friend, I did something wrong and she didn't come out to tell me. Now, if I want to have another best friend, I would want an open book kind of best friend. Yeah. Just be yourself. Open.
Whatever comes.
Exactly.
Just free your mind.
Free your mind. Because it's just if you offend somebody and the person say, no, it's fine. Don't go back.
Yeah.
If the person say it's fine. Don't just come out. Cut it off.
Yeah.
Because the person saying it's fine. It's not. The person is looking for a way to hurt you. Because somebody harboring enmity in his or her heart against you is something you shouldn't settle for. Exactly. But if the person come and tell you, even if it hurts, the person says our mind, like, I trusted you, blah, blah, and then you just stuck it out, and then...
You know, I love having this conversation with people. If you're if you're friends with a particular person, you know the fight part of it has to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Where you guys have issues and you just have to clear whatever you had in mind.
Okay.
That phase, if it doesn't happen in a relationship or a friendship...
Yeah, exactly.
It's very important it happens.
It happens.
But now what is more important is how you guys settle.
Exactly. They're saying that there's a difference between a quarrel and a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
A quarrel is when someone's perception is changed. Like, your perception about someone changes.
Yeah.
But misunderstanding is just maybe a little fight and then squabbles and then it's over. But it's never the same. It's never the same when you quarrel with someone. It's either you trust the person again or you don't trust the person again. If it's either, it's two ways. If someone breaks your trust, it's your trust, and you feel like you cannot continue, please just cut it off, because you're hurting yourself. And for example, now your girlfriend cheated on you, and then you learned about it, and then you still love her, you still have this feeling of attachment over time, you don't want to let it go, and you can't trust her. Please just let it go.
Just leave her.
Let it go. No matter how it will hurt,
you'll find someone else.
Find somebody else.
I like this kind of consolation.
Oh my. Yo, for the men, we are sorry.
So please, pick another number.
Okay.
That's the fourth number you'll be picking.
Eight.
Eight. My, amazing.
Just a laugh. Oh,
if you won the lottery.
Okay.
If you won the lottery, would you keep working in your current profession?
Mm-mm.
Would you keep working?
Now
let me paraphrase it.
Okay.
If you won lottery of like $2 million.
Wow.
Would you continue staying in uni?
I'm done. Like, just as first.
You got japa.
Not even to japa self. Now to go meet all those my lecturer, they give me a hard time. Say, ma'am, so I'm done. Like, I'm done with you. Get the not the one to use the F word, like you just
get you just
get out.
See, I for do my own.
Exactly.
I for day class. For day class with the lecturer. Saying I do something very bad so that they will point me out. Like, so you're talking to me. So I'll leave your class and I'll never come back.
They'll be like, no, you say, I'll leave your class and there's nothing you can do about it. Like,
if you want to give me F, that F will follow your family. I'll just bounce out. End of chapter.
You
will shock him.
You will shock him. You'll be like, I want this work. What do you used to work with this
one? Like this guy, Naidan.
You don't talk. Ah,
just pick your last number.
Okay. My last number is 10.
10.
Yeah.
Okay. What have you been proud? What have you been most proud of learning lately? So we've been proud of learning lately.
Lately.
So proud.
So proud. I'll be proud of... I'm proud of my writing skills.
Yeah.
And trying to speak in public.
Yeah.
Those two are very, very important. Especially speaking in public. You know, there's this particular feeling of standing in a vast number of people.
Yeah.
There's this tendency to fidget, or to your voice to crack and everything. And then it goes out with presentations in school. Like me, naturally, if in this studio now, people are watching us, I'll fumble. In fact, my brain will just go blank. Ah, at some point, I'll be like, may the grace of our Lord Jesus will just, I just have this problem. But lately, I've been trying as much as possible to put myself together and tell myself that, yes, I can do it. Like, if I put my mind into what I'm doing and I don't focus on people around me, I feel that I can probably talk in public and speak very well. I think you should do it. Like, whatever you're doing and you feel like you're not doing it properly, you should just take some time off.
Learn
it properly and come out and stand out. And then someone also said that whatever you're doing, you find so many challenges. People will talk down on you. People will always make you feel like you're not doing it well.
Yeah.
But don't just settle, because nothing comes easy. Don't settle. Don't. Consistency. Like, continue. Keep pushing. Pushing. Push. You get it. All right.
So now let's go to the this or that question, which is the second game.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to pick a number from 1 to 50 for the this or that.
Okay.
And you're going to do 10 questions for this or that. So we're going to pick a number from 1 to 50 and we're going to start.
Okay, number 100. Oh, no, 50. Wow, 45.
Okay, 45?
Yeah.
Okay. Shoes or barefoot? Are you going to feel like shoes or barefoot? Do you want to feel the grass beneath your feet or soles of your shoe?
Grass beneath my feet is giving like this soft feeling. Like,
therapy.
Ah, exactly. It's so therapeutic.
Yeah. So you go with that.
Exactly. I'll go with my barefoot. Yeah.
So pick another number.
69. Not think nonsense, but now 69 I pick.
No, from 1 to 50. So you're picking it up.
Oh, okay. 30.
30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing is, festivals or airports. Let me explain it for you.
Okay.
You said 30, right?
Yeah, 30.
Festivals or airports. Getting out and jamming with your friends or being in your own world. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Which of them would you prefer? You really love putting on your earbuds and just listening to songs or hanging out with friends?
I hate solitude.
Yeah.
I love going out, talking to my friends, have this conversation, laugh, play, act silly and nonsense like.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So you going for festivals?
Festivals, yeah.
Then pick another number.
25.
Okay. Soup. Or salads, liquids or solids?
Soup. I beg. Nothing past swallow for this.
It does remind me of one of my cousins. Like when we were growing up together, this guy been they call tea. If you want to vex this guy in the morning, just give him tea. Him they call and say nah, stagnant water. That's what we used to call.
Jeez.
And he grew up like that. God. This guy never eats
so
light food for morning. Even no chop soup, that guy fight you. Because in a hand.
No, that one is exceptional. No, that's exceptional, please.
So pick another number.
Okay, 10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay, lemonade or iced tea?
Take iced tea.
Iced tea would do.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's kind of cold, especially when it's cold.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's nothing inside. It's just plain. Yeah. And it's not too sugary. It's just normal, I guess.
It's sad, So pick another
clean. Mm, 49. Yeah.
Comedy movies or scary movie? Do you love
comedy movies? Please, my sister for night. Please.
So at this age, you know, obviously, for night.
No, even common Nigerian movie, they say, our grandmaster, the coach is on my door, right? Please, it's comedy all the way.
Yeah, comedy movies.
Yeah.
Now that's you've picked five questions. So now you have five left. So pick another number.
11.
11.
Yeah.
Beach or mountains?
Beach or mountains? Beach.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. There's this feeling that the sight of waters
give you,
it brings, like, it gives me this feelings, peace. Exactly. Yeah. That's the word, peace. No matter what I'm going through, I always feel like, imagine myself
in a
quiet place on the beach, can arrange my thoughts, everything away from the noise of the world.
I just picture the walls and everything.
Exactly. Unlike mountains sound like, oh my, they go
phobia for heights.
Yeah, exactly.
I won't even try it.
No.
So that's six. Pick the next number.
Okay, six.
Begin six. Chicken or beef? I hope you're not a vegetarian. So chicken or beef?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Yes, chicken. I prefer chicken all the way, please. And my chicken, I eat it to the very last. You will not see the bone. Everything is in my tummy.
You and my brother will eat together while I need to waste anything.
I'm all able that. I should be like, just get out.
So you have anything against vegetarians?
I hate vegetarians, honestly.
Seriously.
Please.
Maybe.
How will you be eating chicken and be removing only the scale off? Oh my God. What are you? If I'm not even chopping, just leave it for me, please. Let me eat it in peace.
So pick the next number. Pick the next number.
Okay, 15.
15.
Yeah.
Okay. Hotels or A&Bs?
What's A&Bs?
Okay, now this is it.
Mm-hmm.
You know those people that... Now this is it. I want to explain something that is way out of the box for you.
Okay.
I think I've seen it before somewhere in a movie.
Okay.
And you know this kind of what I say, is it VIP lounge or something?
Okay. Oh,
like specially made.
Yeah. Like if we have this round table, we put sit and everything.
So would you prefer hotel or A&B?
Hotels, please. It's quiet. I can have my own room. I can have my own space.
Yeah.
But when it comes to all those A&Bs kind of thing, it might be noisy, and I don't like all those noise, like the sound from the speaker, all those things. Now I don't
know. So pick the next number.
12.
12.
Yeah.
Hiking or swimming? Which sport do you prefer, hiking or swimming?
Prefer hiking, even though I don't really like hiking. Yeah. I hate water. I have phobia for water.
Like you swimming and everything. Oh, but you love watching it, but you don't want to go inside.
Yeah, I don't want to go inside. I remember when I was working with my mom when I was still young, yeah. And then there was this, it was raining season, and yeah. Then water had flooded the whole place.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Mommy, I can't walk inside the water. She was like, what if you were to swim? I was like, no, I won't swim. So now it's hiking.
So, yeah. Okay, now pick the next number.
22.
Okay. Giving or getting? Do you find more pleasure in gifting or being gifted?
Gifted.
Yeah?
Because they give me. Mm-hmm. I can't be giving out, please. I can't be giving.
At this point, you are broke.
So when it comes to food.
Yeah. Mm? You know what? I told my friend that I am a stockbroker.
Yeah.
Living in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So at this point in my life, I cannot be giving out what I
have. Exactly.
So please, if you have money that you cannot use again,
seriously, give me. Giving me. When it comes to love, attention, gifts, food, everything, please give me. Be generous for once.
So on the last number.
Yeah. 31. Yeah.
Okay. Tacos or sushi? If you watch a movie that came across one of this food, tacos or sushi? I don't know how anyone could choose.
I think sushi.
Sushi.
Because I guess it's the peppery one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love tape. Yeah. Sushi. Yeah.
So with this, we've come to the end of the This or That, and we're moving to the pop culture questions. I know you watch movies, you listen to music.
Yeah.
So you're going to give me,
okay.
And also you listen to radio.
Yeah, I listen to
radio. So now let's start with the radio. Yeah? You give me top 5 radio stations in Nigeria. Your pick.
I'll start with Comfort FM.
Yeah, number one.
I'll start with, there's this Enugu radio station, but I don't really know the name.
Ray Power.
Yes, I think so.
Ray Power.
Wait, Nina.
It should be Ray Power.
Yeah, because I love Nina as an OAP.
Yeah.
Yes. And
the third one.
I don't really know. I don't really listen to radio like that.
Yeah.
But I will go for the local radio stations.
Yeah.
I would choose Inspiration.
Yeah, third.
I'll choose Passion.
Fourth.
And I will choose.
About XL FM?
XL? I'll choose you, New Yoba. This is where I am. if there's no radio station as this one that I am, I don't think there's any other radio station. Sure? I choose home. Okay. Unio FM is the best. Shout out campus to Unio FM. Yeah.
Give it to us, you know.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to your top 5 movies of all times.
Oh, my top 5. They're all old movies.
Yeah.
Number one goes to High School Musical.
Amazing. Yeah. I didn't do a lot of musicals as a child. Okay. I never liked them.
I love High School Musical.
I never liked them.
Then
you go do before you know the dance and sing.
No, and I love it. Like I remember all the songs A to Z. Nothing escapes from me.
I think the only movie I kind of fell in love with was Sound of Music. One of the songs there was my favorite things.
Yeah, okay.
I love that song.
Wow.
Sure, you do.
Yeah, and these are the favorite things.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that Orange Drops and Roses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Like Sound of Music was giving to, and then. Nigerian movie. This movie that I watched, I don't know, you will not know it. It's an old Nigerian. Painful Soul.
Painful Soul. I should ask my granny then.
Mercy Johnson featured.
With
Cha Cha Ike.
Wow.
Cha Cha Ike. It's not a recent movie, it's an old movie.
Old movie.
Yeah, so you know that Cha Cha Ike doesn't act again, if you can still remember her.
Yeah.
And Nkosi Ezeonu. And Nkosi Ezeonu was the wicked aunt in the movie.
She's always the wicked. Yeah. But she don't pass that in the Ozoko.
He does not pass.
She never collects.
They can't share that space with her. Her space is dirty. You get. But it was so interesting because it made me cry. And I love movies that used to make me cry sometimes.
Yeah, I love feeling emotional, but not to be proud of it.
Little Man. Have you watched it?
Little Man, right?
Yeah, no, Little Man.
No, I'm not.
No, you need to. In fact, you need to go and browse it.
Is it a comedy?
It's a comedy. Like, you will laugh. You will laugh and be tired. Like, how can you? He's a very grown up man, but he's small and everything. Then the last one is a cartoon. All shout out to Tom and Jerry, favorite of all time.
Me, that growing up as kids, we loved it. We all loved it.
I love it, Tom and Jerry. This is not how you watch. No matter how you're depressed, you will laugh. Yeah, exactly. Sure. So that's my 5 best movies.
Then let's go to music and music. Albums.
Okay, albums. My first music, the one that made me so happy was Diamond by Rihanna.
Shine bright like a diamond.
That I was playing.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Yes. Exactly.
Then number two.
Number two, This If I Were a Boy by Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It makes me have this, give me this feminist vibe sometimes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a feminist?
I'm not a feminist though, but I'm not only feminist, give me
I'm not gonna do it again. Okay.
Yeah, the dragging is too much. Okay. So another kind of song. This one is Nigerian.
Yeah.
I love Simi's Charlie, yeah. Always. I love Simi's and Chemistry.
Yeah.
Another music. I don't know. Is it okay for me to like mention Indian?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, there's this song by India. It's called Le Duba.
Le Duba. I'll go check it out.
Yeah, Le Duba. It's an Indian song. You love
it. It's something you can dance to.
It's not though. It's all this emotional Indian movie. Le Duba. Exactly.
Please.
I just like all those kind of songs.
Yeah.
They just give me this I should cry kind of mood.
You know? But you don't want to cry now.
I don't want to cry. Then the other song that I like that makes me to dance more is Drip Drop by this guy in Empire.
Okay.
My banger.
That was it Juicy Smollett or Jamal or Hakim?
Hakim.
Hakim, yeah.
Yes.
I think Empire was one of the movies I loved.
Empire, yes. I forgot to add it. I make it six now.
Yeah.
Empire, join.
Then imagine. I remember. Imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
Being honest.
I love the songs, exactly. Then if this song that they were like, What is Love?
Okay.
You know,
then also Chasing the Sky too was my reference.
Exactly. Yeah. I love.
You sabi good thing. You sabi good.
I feel like going back in time. Seriously. No,
we'll try one day. Go back in time.
Yeah, like
I'll call it time travel. Things.
Yes.
Time travel.
It had. These days, everything is just so not adding up. Like,
and I know, I remember when I was a kid, I was still in primary six. Mm-hmm. Something very funny happened. Yeah. So when Wizkid dropped the Invasion album, that was 2012.
Yeah.
Dropped Invasion album 2012.
Okay.
So there was a day I was going back from school because I used to go to my grandmother's office in State Secretariat and meet her.
Okay.
But she doesn't allow me to go back home because the children in our compound were bad children. They'll influence you.
Okay.
So that day I had money with me. I think I had 500 naira with me.
Yeah.
So I heard they were playing I love the song. First listen. So when I went, I asked the man that I had the shop, sir, please, what's the name of this song? He said, it's from the Invasion album by P-Square. I was like, man, I love P-Square. Because in the house, we used to do DSTV. We used to do cassettes, but we had DVD.
DVD.
I was like, man, I love P-Square. Say, I want, he's like, you want to buy the, he now brought out the cassette. He's like, this is a complete album, but they just dropped it.
Yeah.
You will love it. So he had to put, he said, $250. He gave me the money, he gave me change. I didn't want my granny to see it. So I had to put the cassette inside my school bag.
Yeah.
I went to my granny's office. So the next day, the next morning, was a Friday. I woke up and I said to my grandma, I have stomach pain. Why did I say I have stomach pain? Because number one, I didn't want to go to school because I know I will not have a chance to play this cassette till and Saturday is the next day. She'll be at home Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
And we continue the next thing on Monday. I know we'll get a chance to play it. And that was the only chance I had. I was like, mommy, I have this thing. And she's like, she goes to work very early, so there's no assigned time book. Yeah. She doesn't want to be late. So the way I did turn. She's not gonna feel beat me, she's not gonna reach out. I'm very good at acting though. I'm very good at acting. I suppose then that knowledge.
I don't see. You get the don't see the future. I don't see.
So the thing is, I have acting skills A1. So she know if it beats me, she know if you shout.
Yeah.
So she had to go and sign time. She know how many call my grandmother for work. So she left me at home.
Yeah.
The moment this woman left the house, I unplugged the coda commode. Plug DVD. Straight up. Invasion album.
That's what I did when I was watching that Beloved. That okay, this is a movie I want to tell you about.
Yeah.
Like, it was also my favorite movie. Mom was like, she used to hide Nigerian movie from us because they have this uncensored content in it. So we were like, Mom, when we watch, Mom, we know their house, just put it. It was all about love. We're like, oh my god.
You know, after that, my grandma, I don't know if they believe me again. She said, This boy had acting.
Spent.
You know, it'd be like, it's not about spirit, but like, if you are acting. Give and give. So when she learned that I started doing music, I wanted to study communication arts, I wanted to be on OEP, she was like, you have my blessing. It's always been your thing, so go and do it. Go into it. And
my mom is like, when I'm talking to her, I'm like, you know you talk too much. But the funny thing is, you talk, they're interested. If not, I'm like, hey.
they were just come on to you for the family. So ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we've come to the end of this particular episode of The Vibe View. It was so interesting to have Victoria in the studio with me, the Vibe Guard, because you obviously am the Vibe Guard, ladies and gentlemen. So would you give her the Vibe Queen? Would you sign up to be
Please, I would gladly take my seat. Oh, please. Akoje.
So ladies and gentlemen, her nickname is Villa V. And we did magic right here on the show. So please do well to tune in for the next episode of the show. And don't forget to subscribe and rate us. And also subscribe to our podcast on Spotify.
Please. What's the name? It's called Niger Fiction. We talk about book reviews.
And if you're a book lover,
it's giving.
Please do that. If you're, how do you call it, bibliophile?
Yeah.
Just do that.
Exactly.
Remember when I used to go to my granny's place? I'm going to steal all our books from my library.
Exactly.
So my library books do it again. I was a bibliophile. So I don't know. I can't steal people's book again. God forbid.
And one thing, we're bringing it home. It's all about Nigeria.
All the stories that will make blow your head.
Like, blow your head. Exactly.
So ladies and gentlemen, with this we've come to the end. I'm going to play you a song, and it has to be from Fouls, and that is Child of the World.
That's my best song.
Amazing. So I'm going to play it for you in case probably a trauma that you can get over, or you were molested or as a child.
Exactly.
I just pray you find healing, because your healing would come. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to sound like a counselor. I'm actually trying to sound
No. Yeah, just the talk, you know. I know there's another thing that says, like, when he sang that song, there's this statement that used to come that, and they'd be like, you don't turn to child of the world.
Yeah.
So please don't be a child of the world. Come back home. We accept you. We love you. You can come to our studio. We accept
Gindy you. Gindy loves you.
Yeah.
Victoria loves you.
Yeah.
God loves you.
Yeah. God loves you more. Yeah. So whatever it is that made you do what you did, don't wallow in it. Just come out of your shell.
Please.
Yeah.
You do your own, please.
Yeah.
Don't.
Please stop, I beg.
If you're doing, I'm not judging you. I know you're
vexed. No, we are not.
Please,
exactly.
Don't. Because you don't know who you've killed over there. Someone that have decided to invest their salary,
the only one
they had, and now they're committed suicide.
Imagine.
Because of you. You don't know people you've killed. Ha, please. You don't want to be labeled.
Just if you use murder. The money where you get open small shop thing, that one I just advised.
So maybe not to talk too much. Please, Child of the World by Fouls play right here on the Happy Broadcast Show. This is a Vibe View, and we call this one English Vibes.
Inshallah. Yeah.
Peace out. We love you.
Yeah. Go. I pull off her mother's eyes, she be trophy daughter. Mommy raised her, daddy never dropped a dollar. Daddy ran away, didn't wanna have a child. Mommy wasn't ready, still remember how she cried. But time flies, all I want is in the past life. Shalati my show, bubble body to the large size. She just collect law degree for Unilag. First class in the back, make her mommy to the brag. She went to be an intern for her uncle. Just a little hustle before she go to law school. My daughter, the Lord will be your muscle. Omo Jesus, mommy knows she loved the gospel. But Uncle Peter Agbaya, I lied, me teach you. One late night became wild in the sitting room. Uncle, please stop, shh, be silent. Uncle didn't stop till he broke the hymen. Am I a fool? She had don't go astray. Am I a victim of my circumstance? Omo Lua Biti Bossa Waye. And now I'm feeling like I don't lost my way. Am I a fool? She had don't go astray. Am I a victim of my circumstance? I'm a Lua BT boss, so who are you? And now I'm feeling like I don't lost my way. I be child of the world. I don't become a child of the world. I be child of the world. I don't become a child of the world. I be child of the world. I don't become a child of the world. I be child of the world. I don't become a child of the world. Yeah, she don't they look for that thing she did resist before. She never had a daddy figure, so she need the love. Uncle Peter don't create a beast, he can't tame the stuff. She like make you rough, she can't have enough. She met some ladies where go like rub shoulder on some quick business with a high turnover. Say if you ride stick, you go ride Range Rover. Aristo PLC, share you won't be stakeholder. Now the sugar daddy loving every day, she don't they get the pay. If you get the dollar, spend the cake, no they negotiate. She's in deep, her whole life don't deteriorate. Many belles she don't get, she don't terminate. Queen runs get, she don't get any competition. Gomina senator, she's giving every politician. Somebody tell them, say the consequences, no they likely. Until she tested positive to HIV. Am I a fool? She had don't go astray. Am I a victim of my circumstance?
I'm a Lua Bitty Boss, so why, yeah. And now I'm feeling like I don't lost my way. Am I a fool? Sure, I don't go astray. Am I a victim of my circumstance? I'm a Lua Bitty Boss, so why, yeah. And now I'm feeling like I don't lost my way. I'm a child of the world. I don't become a child of the world. I be child of the world. I don't become a child of the world. I be child of the world. I don't become a child of the world. I be child of the world. I don't become a child of the world. She promised not to disappoint, I guess she broke her vow. She let herself go, she let mommy down. But she go fight to defeat that depression. As long as she's alive, she can still find redemption. She's getting people sensitized about the virus. She's now hoping that her story might inspire us. Don't be like me, help me tell the young ones. Don't come to realize it after you're long gone. Please, don't be a fool now, don't go astray. Don't be a victim of your circumstance. I'm a Lua be my boss, so why, yeah. I didn't know when I lost my way. Please, don't be a fool, don't go astray. Don't be a victim of your circumstance. I'm a Lua be my boss, so why, yeah. Please, I didn't know when I lost my way. I'm a child of the world. I just became a child of the world. I be child of the world. I don't become a child of the world. Child of the world. I just became a child of the world, child of the world. I don't become a child of the world.